Hello, I'm Stephen Goodwin. It's Tuesday, November the 6th, and welcome to episode number 9 of The Beer Crate, a podcast for ale lovers the world over. Each week, we'll be looking at the world of beer and brewing, investigating local, national, and international breweries, and of course, tasting a wide selection of beers, ales, and ciders. Lager boys need not apply. Coming up on today's show, we have news, the drinker's diary, we cover the difference between top fermented and bottom fermented beer, discover how many pints in a firkin, a Portuguese flavoured quick tastings, and our try before you die section. So let's get cracking. News, and the Good Pub Guide has named Sharps Brewery as the best brewery in the UK for 2008. These are the people behind Doombar, a pint that, since winning at the GBBF last year, has become much more visible in pubs around London. If you're not near a Doombar stocking pub, there's always a chance of getting a tasting job with them, as they're currently looking for beer tasters. The standards are high, but nice work if you can get it. And with the Christmas novelty season almost upon us, Adnams are the first to add a special Yuletide brew to their rota. The beer, actually called Yuletide, is a mix of various malts and clocks in at 4.5%. When I get hold of a pint, I'll let you know what I think. Drinker's Diary, and we have two festivals for you this week. The Civic Hall in Whitehaven plays host to the West Cumbria Beer Festival from Friday the 16th of November to Saturday the 17th of November. Also on those dates, we have the 25th Bury Beer Festival. This is being held at the Met Bury, Greater Manchester. These details are available on the website, complete with the new Google Calendar click link. Most beers can be grouped into two categories, top fermented and bottom fermented. This indicates the generalised process of the beer and how the yeast is handled. In top fermentation, the yeasts are added to wort to ferment at room temperature, this wort being the enzyme-laden water that eventually becomes beer. Top fermented beers often have a complex taste and include the stouts, porters and our real ales. Bottom fermented beers occur at low temperatures, where the yeast sinks to the bottom of the wort. This results in smooth tasting, and sometimes a more straightforward taste. Bock, Pilsners, and the much maligned lager come from this stable. So, starting at the bottom, so to speak, let's recap on those five different types of beer. Bock originated in Einbeck, Germany, and are often strong beers that are dark brown in colour and have a full malt taste. These generally clock in at around 6-7% and have variations such as Weizenbock and Doppelbock. Pilsners originated with the Pilsner Urquell from the Czech Republic in the 19th century. The Burgess's Brewery was founded in Pilsen and brewed a clean beer that improved upon the poor quality dark, cloudy, top fermented beers that were being distributed at the time. Using soft water, light hops and pale malts, all peculiar to the region, a special brew was created. Although it's similar to lager in its appearance, the taste is significantly different, although finding good pils can be an effort. The final bottom fermented beer we'll mention here is lager. This is not really a style as such, but is used to refer to any bottom fermented beer that isn't in the same category as pils. Distinguishing between them can be tricky, and is usually done disparagingly according to the whims of whomever is talking. If you're trying to bluff your way in beer, just mention that Czech Budvar is a good beer and American Bud is not. That example usually explains what you mean and covers the difference between pilsners and lagers. Moving on to the top fermented beers, the most popular are ales. This is not surprising since it also has the widest remit of any category. This can include anything from the light colour pale ales to the darker red-brown ales and bitters. Mostly, ales are categorised by being from England, and then by the amount of hops and malt present. It's also the ratio of these and the type of hops that distinguishes each particular beer, the most famous type of hops being Goldings and Fuggles. Stouts are also top fermented, and these are dark beers made from roasted barley malts. These have complex tastes, are often very solid beers and may be available as sweet or dry. Guinness fits into this latter category. And finally, porters. These follow the same ideals as stouts and have a lot of the same tastes, but are generally a lot lighter in body. and that covers the basic five types of beer. Pins and barrels. Beer is one of the few measures left that is sold by imperial units, and not the metric form of litres. While many know that a pint is 568 mL, the units above this are not so well known. Well, a gallon is 8 pints, and a pin, or polypin, is 36 pints, or 4.5 gallons. Going up from here, a firkin is twice the size of a pin, holding 72 pints, and a kilderkin holding twice as much again, that is, 144 pints. The primary size above all of these is the barrel, with 288 pints, and a hogshead at 448. Additionally, there is a demi-pin size, which, as the name suggests, is half of a 36-pint pin, or 18 pints. These sizes are generally good for parties, and buying a pin of beer is no longer difficult. It generally comes as a plastic bag of beer, held in place by a box, complete with a tap. Providing you let it stand after getting it home, the beer is good, and lacks the stigma wine drinkers suffer when they purchase their beverage of choice in a box. Some places will also sell you a firkin. This 72-pint container comes in a metal barrel and often requires a deposit and separate tap. Quick tastings. In this section, we give a brief yet discriminating summary of a number of different beers from around the world. All have been personally tasted and graded. Naturally, everyone has different tastes, and these are mine, so your mileage may vary. Zagreš Bohemia, from Central to Servias. This is a brown-red beer without much of a head, and comes in at 6.2%. It has a slightly hoppy aftertaste, and is one of the main beers of Portugal. Zagreš is actually quite a well-known brand there, and is available in a number of places in the UK, including my local Works Bar. The Bohemia doesn't offer a lot of extra taste over the traditional Zagreš, but it is more visually appealing. 5 out of 10. Kohl, from Servias de Madeira. This is 5.3% and is a straightforward pils that comes across mostly as fizzy water. Being from Portugal, you can tell that this was brewed for their climate and is something you'd want on a hot day. But for those that drink to taste, it doesn't offer anything that you can't get better elsewhere. So unfortunately, I can give this 4 out of 10. Zagreš Prita, again from Central to Servias. Visually, this is a dark beer with a deep red and ruby colour and looks even better than the Zagreš Bohemia, and is worth leaving after being poured just so you can look at it. Flavour-wise, it has a harsh bitterness that isn't out of place for those used to drinking strong black coffee. It follows through with roasted coffee beans at the side of the mouth, and it's this coffiness that is its strength and weakness. If you hate coffee, you'll score this a 3. If you like it, this 4.1% brew will score a 7. Sintra, from Serviarius. This is a little yellow in colour and tastes like a clean pils. It's 4.8%, and unlike its lager doppelganger, this does have a slight bitterness, but follows this up with a lot of fizziness, which does reduce its ultimate appeal. It's decent, but only on an average sort of scale, so 5 out of 10. Try before you die. In this section of the show, we will cast a discerning eye over the best beers that this world has to offer. We shall mention its history, the brewery behind the beer, and why we feel this is a superior brew worthy of your attention. This week, Thirsty Ferret. Coming from Hall and Woodhouse, this is one of a series of animal-themed ales, with quirky names and intriguing tastes, such as the Festive Pheasant, the Hopping Hare, and the River Cottage Stinger. The best of the lot is Thirsty Ferret. This is a golden-orange coloured ale, with an off-white head and malty toffee aroma. This colour implies caramel, which is certainly present, but is not as overpowering as you might expect, with the flavour mostly being given over to fruit, citrus and pepper. The aftertaste is dry, but pleasant, giving you a good excuse to drink more. As a brewery, most people know Hall and Woodhouse by being the Badger people, and their distinctive stand at the GBBF, which is a popular meeting point for groups in and around London. However, Hall and Woodhouse as a name has a longer but less well-known history, which began in 1777 when Charles Hall founded the Anstey Brewery, although it wasn't until 1838 that the first Woodhouse, Edward Illingworth, worked in the brewery, and even then it was just a standard job. It wasn't until Edward Illingworth Woodhouse married the niece of Robert Hall, a girl called Hannah Dodge, that the Hall and Woodhouse partnership was born. Nowadays, the enterprise is run by the Woodhouse heirs, David and Mark, who have kept the business in the family for all these years. Their own brews include Badger First Gold, that was named World Champion Ale by winning double gold at the Brewing Industry International Awards. Most of the Badger beers are available in supermarkets, although those on the south coast of England may be able to pop in to one of their 260 tenanted and managed houses that exist from Devon to Kent. If not, pop along to Sainsbury's and see what you can find. It's definitely a try before you die. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. To give us a tasting of your opinions, you can email us on thebeercrate@gmail.com. If you prefix the subject line with two colons, you can be sure to avoid the spam filters. Remember to enjoy everything from the Beer Crate safely and responsibly, so you can be back here with us next week. Until then, cheers. This podcast has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives version. See www.thebeercrate.com for details.